Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is about higher consciousness. We're going to be talking about what that is and where we're headed as far as consciousness, based on, of course, vibration, looking at it from a vibrational or frequency or sound perspective, right? And our intention is that everybody might be ascending to this higher place, may not even be higher, but a really state where everything is basically where we're happy and blissed out most for the most part. Okay, that's our intention. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Tomorrow we have an open house at the Institute from 1 to 6. We do a lot of, we go over information on how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and also do a lot of meditations with voice and bowls and all types of things. We also put people on the sound table, sound lounges. We've got about 5 of them. And we've got the store everybody gets to play in. And so even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really fun time to just get vibrated into bliss. And it's at here in San Francisco, 351 9th Street, number 202. And also coming right up, we've got our Mount Shasta retreat. That's July 13th, 14th, and 15th. There's still room. We still got about 7 or 8 spots left. And it's at Stewart Mineral Springs, so you can go in the baths. We're right on a beautiful river. On the third day, we go up on the mountain and do a meditation up on Mount Shasta. And it's really a really high time. It's really quite profound how much fun it is doing sound in beautiful spaces with all these light beings that are hanging out around Mount Shasta. Right. So you can find that on the website at soundhealingcenter.com. You can click on the classes. It's actually where it actually will show up. And then we also have the big event we have, of course, is our Sound Healing Conference, September 20th to the 23rd. We've got a lot of people already signed up as speakers. And it's also at the most spectacular temple in all of San Francisco. It's at Sherith Israel Temple. Oh, my God. It's one of those places you walk in and you just go, oh, my God, whoa. Right? It's really incredible. And we've also got still a couple of booths left if anybody wants to do a booth. We even need volunteers still. We could still use some volunteers. And you can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have our certificate, sound healing certificate program starting up again in September 3rd. And you can, if you pay in full by Monday, you actually get $400 off on that. We've got the program at the Institute is Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And also a full range of instructors. We've got like a dozen instructors. You get the full perspective. And it's really just amazing time. You know, it's so funny. I tell people that you'll change your life. And people are like, yep, right. And then at the end of the program, it's like, oh my God, I'm completely different. It gives you a really good perspective on how vibration works in the universe, the laws of resonance, the way it all works. And then also, we give you, well, there's many experiential things we do to get you in the zone so you can really go deeper and help people in a more profound way when you're more in the zone and heal yourself. And then the third part is to learn different skills and techniques to open up your own practice since we're a vocational school, we are very much into teaching different ways to make a living doing this, whether it's sound baths or doing sound treatments on people, or working in hospitals or therapy centers, or doing research, helping bring it into the mainstream, all different types of ways. And we also have courses that have that whole program online with live instructors. Our next start time is actually this Tuesday. The whole semester starts this Tuesday, July 2nd. And it really works online quite well. I mean, people are just ecstatic as to how effective it is and how much it changes their lives online with live instructors or by video even. And that's Tuesday and Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 1. And that's Pacific time. And you can also watch videos anytime. Both of those programs, the certificate programs, are the first semester of the degree if you wanted to go further into three more semesters to get an associate's degree. And there we actually go into way more depth. You really become a master at it when you do the degree. And also we go into research, a lot more practice. We go into acupuncture, just more detail on different frameworks for understanding consciousness and healing. Right? So that's happening also. Let's see. Yes. And then I'll get them to you later here. So I'm trying to get the CDs happening. We'll play some music in a bit and then I'll send everything over. So we also have our therapy center where we can find, doing voice analysis, we can find out what's wrong with you and give you a remedy, a CD in the key of what's missing in your voice. And we can also find what's right with you by finding your home note where you're at peace, which I believe is your soul note. And the way we do that is we play each of the 12 notes and find which one makes you the most peaceful and then give you a CD in that key. We also have chakra treatments. We have at the school, we have bowl treatments and voice and sound table and even massage on the sound table as well. We also do the whole combo treatment as well. And then we have our store. Of course, the main thing is my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. And that's really helpful for, just getting underway, because it goes through how sound works physically for pain and disease, how sound works mentally for brainwave entrainment, how sound works to release stuck emotions and change negative beliefs, and how sound works spiritually to get you really high with more gratitude, compassion, love, frequency of your soul, frequency of source and God and stuff, right? And stuff. And so we also have the sound lounges and sound tables. Oh my God, there's Ed that's using the sound lounges in Colorado for first responders. He saved over 150 lives in the last year. Whenever they have a crisis, he puts them on the sound lounge, and a crisis normally means about to commit suicide. And they're transformed in 20 minutes. Every week he calls me to tell me about another person that's been saved. It's really amazing, actually. The music is so effective along with the lounges. We also have pillows and dolphins. And we also have the bass pod, which is really good. I mean, the best for pain management. I mean, it will just about get rid of any pain. It's shocking how effective it is with the frequency CDs. It's like a little subwoofer you put on your body. All types of tools and instruments. You can check that out at soundoflove.com. Therapy center is soundtherapycenter.com, and the school is soundhealingcenter.com, although you can get to all of it at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me 415-777-2486 or email me david@soundhealingcenter.com. It's interesting When you think of what higher consciousness is from a sound perspective, to zoom out, I think of it as physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You could think of higher consciousness from each perspective, but often people think of spiritual aspect as the really main thing of higher consciousness. So the it's the physically often think of it as getting every single part of the body to vibrate at the frequency that it's meant to vibrate at. Because when it's no higher, no lower, right? So that it's actually humming along at its best. Because when it's off, or when it's not vibrating consistently, or when it's gotten out of tune, which is really serious, because that's like cancer, then it doesn't really work to transmit the higher vibrations. Right? But let me backtrack for a second here, because it's not about higher vibrations for the most part. Like for the body, we don't want all the body to vibrate at a higher frequency. Maybe we're being transformed into crystalline structure, which is a higher frequency than the current structure we're at. I don't know how that works, right? But for the most part, we want the body to vibrate at the frequency it's meant to vibrate at, where it's healthy, right? The healthy frequency. And that's for every cell, there's a healthy frequency. For every organ, for every part of the body, there's a healthy frequency. So that's what we're really wanting. And we're wanting consistent, stable frequencies, right? But then for mentally, we're talking about consistent, stable frequencies also. When people are in a high state of meditation, they actually go to really high, a really fast rhythm called gamma in the brain, and a really slow rhythm called epsilon or subdelta. So when people are really in a high state of meditation, they've done EEG maps on Dalai Lama trained meditators, they go high and low, right? So it's not just high, but more than anything, it's stable, because when you've got consistent brain waves, that's where the focus is. When they're not consistent, you're scattered. You're jumping all over the place. You've got ADD. It's like you're all over the place. And that's the biggest problem. It's again about getting your brain waves to a stable, consistent vibration, so you can connect to source, so you can really, really focus on higher consciousness and really be there, right? And also, in a bit, we'll talk about the brainwave state of theta, which is where you go when you're in higher state of consciousness. And so you can use theta, which is between 4 and 8 cycles per second, to actually get there, right? But then there's also emotionally. And again, it's not about a higher vibration emotionally at all. I mean, emotionally, anxiety is a very high vibration. Very high frequency, right? And when we make the sound of compassion, people don't go wee, they go oh, they go a lower note, right? It's not about high or low at all. It's all about either consistent flow, like a song that doesn't get stuck, 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 or stable, consistent vibrations. The lower emotions are like anger, anxiety, fear, all of those, stress. They're all about chaotic vibrations versus stable vibrations. We've talked about this a lot, right? And then spiritually, it's also often about stable, consistent vibration. often think of it spiritually in three different ways, but there's probably way more than that. The first is higher emotions of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, and there's all types of them. There's empowerment, there's just being in bliss. I mean, any vibration that is stable and consistent, because all of those are associated with stable, consistent vowels. Right? People don't go, love, oh, love, ah, right? Well, I guess some people do when they break up. But generally, love, the energy of love is ooh, or compassion, ooh, or gratitude, ooh, or joy, right? Or empowerment, whoa, right? All of these energies that are really good for your body. And also, I mean, from kind of a mundane perspective, I say mundane only because the people that are more scientifically oriented or conservative, they think of those, they can relate to those. I mean, HeartMath can see exactly what goes on physiologically with you when you're in any one of those states, right? So they're actually measurable, right? Whereas other states, you know, it's like the mainstream doesn't really believe in. I mean, the mainstream doesn't believe in the soul, although it's funny, everybody talks about the soul, but it's scientifically, there is no soul because you can't prove the soul. I mean, we can't talk about chakras, right? I mean, there are things that measure chakras, energy, but they're still not accepted. And we can't even talk about source. I mean, that people say that God is not proven. There's nothing that proves there's God out there. I always say, look at the body, look at the earth. I mean, who the hell created all this? I mean, 70 trillion cells working together perfectly or almost perfectly, right? Oh my God, who the hell created 11 systems in the body that are all made of millions and millions of frequencies? Oh my God. So anyway, we'll still talk about them because we can actually measure the brainwave states and physiologically what happens when people report they're in these states, right? So there's still good. But you know, if we're stuck completely on science, we may miss out on a lot, right? It's like, you know, I mean, there's a whole world that can't be proven, that was proven, that's really known from ancient times. So that's where it will be going as well. Now, when you look at the soul, because here's what I think of resonating, higher consciousness is resonating more gratitude, compassion, love, joy, and all the higher emotions. It's also resonating more with the frequency of your soul or energy of your soul. And it's also resonating with source energy where you're one with everything, right? That's really the deal. I've gone over this in many, many talks, but I'm doing a little differently today because something has happened in the last week here, a couple of weeks. Okay. So the energy of your soul. I've been reading a lot of Alice Bailey, and they talk about building the bridge, the Antahkarana bridge to the soul. I think of the soul as your core essence. I don't believe the soul needs healing. I believe your soul is perfect in every way. And I believe that your soul, and this is not just my downloads or my thoughts, this is from reading what different people talk about as soul, even watching videos on it that are focused on it, and just also what comes from Alice Bailey as well. I believe your soul is a frequency, because everything's a frequency, that is the most stable, consistent frequency in you there is. I don't think the soul ever wobbles. I don't think it's ever thrown off by anything. I think the soul's just sitting there going, what the hell are you doing now? To bring us away from spirit, right? I don't think the soul really needs healing. Maybe there's a transformation of the soul. I don't know. Maybe, you know, on a higher level, way higher level. But for the most part, the soul is, I mean, it's perfect. How could it not be perfect? I also believe that the soul is the same frequency from lifetime to lifetime. Otherwise, you'd be a different soul, right? If a cell changes its frequency, it's a different type of cell, right? So it really makes sense. Now, we do an assessment where we find the frequency in you or note in you where you're the most peaceful. And I've come to my assumption is that your soul note is where you're at peace, unless God is messing with us, right? So that's my belief. Now, as far as the soul, I believe that it's also got all the information of all your past lives. So I think of those as harmonics surrounding that core frequency, right? And as you go into higher consciousness, every time I say that, I kind of think, I wish I wouldn't call it higher, right? When you go into these higher consciousness, as you ascend, we're even going up there, right? Well, it's like all the information from your past life starts to harmonize. You kind of get it all back in alignment, right? So it's like you kind of redo your whole life so that all of this incompletion, all of this chaos and craziness or relationships that didn't work in your lives get harmonized so that you got like this beautiful sacred geometry harmonic structure as opposed to the weirdness from past life. Maybe you need to clear up karma. So a lot of people say no. So, you know, but at any rate, you harmonize all of that. And your soul is also, besides all the information of the past lives, your soul is connected to source. And I see source as all frequencies. God is all frequencies that we are, right? And we are a hologram of all frequencies, which is source. So your soul is really connected. So when you really tune into that soul energy, you get your life's purpose. You get this profound peace, where everything is just perfect, right? So that's really cool. The number one way we do it around here is to focus on it as a frequency and go back to that place of stillness as much as possible. Often when you're in a place of stillness, you do get access to higher information and higher energies, including your soul purpose, right? The more you're at peace, the more everything works better. That's really the whole deal. The more you can go to peace every day, and it's so easy to go to peace with sound, like the fade of a crystal bowl. I mean, there's so many different ways, just, you know, with toning, with any consistent vibration, you know, whether it be Tibetan bowls, I mean, tuning forks, sound table. Oh my God, right? It's really effective because then you get where that is the norm. Not only the norm mentally, emotionally, but physically, and then spiritually, and then it's much easier to hang out there and live your life from home, right? Very cool. But then there's source energy. Source or God, again, I think of as all frequencies, but it's intelligent as well. It's got an intelligence. And I've done meditations where we actually tune in to every frequency there is. So we go from the lowest to the highest, down to the rhythms, down to the movement of the galaxies, up to the movement of the atom, right? I don't think we're going to do that today because I've done it a bunch. But that's really cool because when you tune in to multiple things at once, or all frequencies at once, you go into a very peaceful theta state. Theta is a rhythm between 4 and 8 cycles per second, like whoa, 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 whoa. And so that is the ultimate because from that state, you often get information or can see the way the world works. You can see, it's like the shaman that can hear the medicine of the plant. It's like the Tibetan Lama that can see all lifetimes, right? So that's really interesting to be able to access that. Sometimes it happens in nature because there's many things in nature that lead us into multiple perception where you see a bunch of things at once, any view, right? Or God, just like a tree or a field of grass. Oh my God, totally can take you into theta, right? There's so many, nature is just built to take us into theta, which is the next is which is on the way to being one with everything, right? Where you're all frequencies, right? And so, and also there's this aspect that a lot of people talk about of going to a higher frequency with your awareness. And this is actually the only place where it is actually a higher frequency. But, because I think most, for the most part, higher consciousness spiritually is stability. I mean, spiritual leaders are so stable. We go to satsang to sit with them, right? Because they're so still. I mean, it's like the second you see anybody that's really stable and still, I mean, you notice it in a second. It's so attractive, right? It's amazing. I mean, I was at a party last weekend and it's like, there's some couple of people that were really stable. And it was just like, oh my God, there's just, we all notice it, right? That's the deal, is the stability, which comes from that peace. But there is a higher frequency. It's like, I've got in, I was working with this psychic once, and she said that I was supposed to bring these higher frequencies into the ninth octave into the planet, right? I'm like, what the hell does that mean? What am I supposed to do? Right. And then I happened to be at Big Sur on Pfeiffer Beach, the most beautiful beach on the planet. So it's amazing, right? Oh, really beautiful. And I went into this vortex and actually walked up from the crown chakra, which I think is the seventh octave, walked up note by note up to the eighth octave, and then walked on up to the ninth octave because I couldn't jump up there. To a really high frequency. I mean, I'm a recording engineer, right? And I still couldn't go up to 10,000. Imagine 10,000 hertz. I mean, the voice only goes up to 1,000 as far. This here's 1,000 hertz, right? 10,000's 10 times that. Oh my God! So I was able to walk up to it though, and establish a grid around the planet at that ninth octave. But since then, I've been getting these downloads in places like Mount Shasta and Bali to go higher, to go even further. And I've gone up to the 18th octave. Oh my God, right? And then somebody said, oh, well, higher dimensions that people talk about are actually just higher frequencies. It's like the 12th dimension where aliens hang out. It's actually just a higher frequency dimension. If you just go up there to those higher frequencies, you can access all these different dimensions. They are actually higher frequencies. I'm like, whoa, okay. So that's really cool because that gives us a simple access point instead of waiting for some alien to show us a way, right? It's very cool. So there does seem, and I've heard a lot of people talk about going to higher frequency in your point of awareness, not physically, not mentally, not emotionally, in your point of awareness. Like this one psychic I work with, she had like a 40,000 hertz tone generator. She said that helped her hold her frequency at a higher consciousness so that she could do her psychic treatments. So there seems to be a lot of information corroborating, is that right, the right word? To pull it to actually show that there is a component of higher frequency in consciousness. But then something else has happened. A couple of weeks ago, I was with this intuitive who had tuned in to all of my guides. It was really fun. It was like on Skype video, and she would look up and say, "Okay, this is your spirit guide. Any questions for him?" And she would talk directly to him. "Okay, here's your guardian angels. One's male and one's androgynous, right? Okay, here's all of here's this alien that's been helping you with the sound chamber to build the sound chamber. Okay, he's like from another dimension, but he's like in your soul group." And she's talking to all of them, right? And then she says, "Oh, the Hathors just came in." She said, "I've never channeled the Hathors." And she goes, "Okay, what do you have to say?" And she said that the Hathor was asking me that they would like to build a super highway between my pituitary and pineal gland so I can access source and higher beings and be able to communicate with the Hathors better. And I'm like, whoa, oh my God. I didn't have to think very long to say, yep, I'll go for that. So now they're working on building this highway between the pituitary and pineal gland. Things are starting to look different. Colors look different. Sounds are different. They said it's going to take quite about 4 or 5 years to complete, but it's like, oh my God. So it's interesting that this is an important aspect, I think, to be able to access these higher states of consciousness. It really does have to do with the pineal and pituitary and hypothalamus. So, if you don't know about the Hathors, Tom Kenyon is probably the most amazing sound healer, not probably, but is the most powerful and amazing sound healer on the planet. He's been doing it for years. He was a psychotherapist, and one day these aliens came to him and said they wanted to write a book through him. Right, and he goes, "Where are you from?" And they said, "Venus." And he says, "Oh, go away! You're going to blow my credibility. Give me a break." Right. Well, the Hathors have been out in ancient Egypt since the beginning of time, and so they kept coming to him. And they actually finally, one after a year, this publisher came to him and said, "You won't believe this, but these aliens came to us, and they say you'll just channel them, and we'll help you write the book." So he finally gave in, and now he channels the Hathors, has them come into his workshops all the time, and channels them through his voice, right? He does downloads of them every couple months or so on his website, and has tons of music where they're coming through his voice. I'm going to play some here in a bit. And so anyway, the Hathors come to me and say they want to build this super highway. But in the movie with Tom Kenyon, you should watch it. It's really cool. I forget the name of it. Song of the Earth by Tom Kenyon. It's on Gaia. It's really fun. He channels all types of beings. The Hathors are actually really kind of pin him down and have him go around the world to help heal the planet, right? And so I was a little concerned about them being a little pushy. Not much, really. So I wrote Tom Kenyon and asked him, you know, if he has any advice. And he says, well, it's a potent request. And he says, both of these glands, the pituitary and pineal, reside in the third ventricle of the brain, which yogis and yoginis refer to as the cave of Brahma. The pituitary is the hot spot for communication between the brain and the body via the hypothalamic pathways. So I would expect you to experience some interesting body sensations and perceptions when your superhighway is fully open. So I guess the intention really is may everybody's superhighway start opening. Because it's interesting, I just had another reading yesterday, and you know, I got this very clear impression. I've been thinking about it. It's, you know, ultimately, it's called the fifth dimension, where you are no longer in duality, where you're no longer doing the up and down roller coaster, where you're just in bliss all the time, right? You could think of it as a roller coaster of compassion. Okay, love. Okay, gratitude. Okay, joy. Okay, or I think of it this way. Could just be bliss, and come back and you do gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then do bliss, right? Where you're just humming in the vibration of it all. And then back to 3D world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's where we're all headed. And it's a really happy place. With this session I had with this intuitive yesterday, all these beings, I mean, we were cracking up. I mean, it was just so much fun. And we were so high for an hour in this treatment. And it's really just this super high, again, energy, right? That's just really, really, there's no worries. It's like wondering where the lions are. You know, it's like just like, oh, my God, just really just so blissed out, just so happy. I was so incredibly high for the whole night last night. It was incredible. Right. And this is, I think, where we're all headed to just be. We're not meant to be suffering. We're not meant to be suffering. Right. The deal is to really access. And I think, you know, from the 3D level, you can just really use your mind and quit fooling around and do not let yourself go into these dark places. Do not let yourself be depressed. Do not let yourself get down, right? You know, we have so many techniques besides distraction and getting, you know, or drinking or drugs or whatever. There's so many techniques these days that have no side effects and get you so high. I mean, goodness gracious, you could just go on YouTube and get high. I've got my best friend. She's on YouTube every day and has just amazing. I mean, she gets so high from these meditations that are on YouTube, right? I mean, goodness gracious, there's Gaia TV, there's music, there's sound healing things you can do. It's like so easy to get high these days, right? Without hurting yourself, right? So, but then, you know, what I'm seeing is that everybody's pituitary and pineal will be open one day. That's where we're headed, to regain that sensitivity, that sense where we can tune in to all levels of reality and really be in this very high place and just watch it all instead of being in the fire, right? I've got a recording of Tom Kenyon that I want to play. And this is him channeling the Hathors. And they're actually channeling the energy of oneness. No, not of oneness, of the pineal gland. They're channeling the energy of the pineal gland, and which is exactly what we're talking about. So it's multi-channel, so you'll hear many voices, but it's just in the recording studio with multi-tracks. Then they're all the Hathors coming through Tom Kenyon's voice. So tune in to your pineal gland, which is right in the center of your head. It's just like the size of a pea, and it's actually a crystalline structure. But actually, let's do this. Let's tune into even more. Tune into that superhighway, or potential superhighway, or dirt road. Right? It's there. Just tune into it and start to open that pathway to higher consciousness. Okay, enjoy. Okay. Well, we don't have the Tom Kenyon one, actually. I'm going to email it to him and see if we can get it to him in time. But this one actually is a different recording. It's not Tom Kenyon. It's actually just tone generators from cymatic frequencies resonating the pineal gland. So it's just frequencies, though. And so tune into this for a minute or two and see how this feels. Still tune into the pineal and that super highway. Okay, here are the frequencies. Let's play it again now. Nice fate. That's interesting, huh? Doug was just asking me if from BBS here, that do souls vibrate differently if they're different people? Yeah, I think they do vibrate differently. And when you find somebody that's got the same soul note or frequency, it's very close. I mean, it's very cool because there's instant chemistry. You know, that's like your soulmate, right? Somebody from your own soul group. Although you can also have other souls that aren't from your soul group that are an interesting or beautiful musical interval. I mean, this is a whole world I don't really have a clue about, but it'd really be interesting to see if, you know, how, what the, what is the, what's the musical interval relationship between different people's souls, and how does that really affect your relationship with them? Now, Alice Bailey says that you not only have a soul note, but you have a physical note for your body, a mental note for your mental body, emotional note, and then also your personality note. And those notes are actually different from lifetime to lifetime. So you could have your soul note or twin flame even, which I assume is totally your exact same soul note, and then still not get along because you've got different dissonant musical intervals within, you know, the other areas in this lifetime. Because a lot of people say that twin flames are a nightmare. I mean, I heard so many people say twin flames are so hard because you're so drawn to the flame, right? And it's often not the best match in this world, although who's to say on a higher level it's not the best match? I mean, maybe it's exactly what you need to go through the fire to actually move to the higher level. That totally makes sense, actually. So I emailed him the actual Tom Kenyon, but it's a big file, so we'll see if he gets it in time to actually play it. So it's interesting when you start looking at, oh, he's got it. Okay, let's play it now. Okay, so this is the Tom Kenyon recording of Channeling the Hathors for the Pineal Gland. So again, tune in to opening this superhighway for yourself. Wow, huh? You know, being part technical with the technology that we've created, it makes me think about a device to actually open up these glands. I mean, Corey Good, who's in the secret space program, said that when he was in the military, they actually put a frequency device up to his forehead and opened up his higher awarenesses, his higher, his third eye, opened his third eye and crown totally with this frequency device. And I think that would be really cool, although I'm sure that there might be some dangers there, kind of like Kundalini opening too quickly, that we'd have to really be aware of and do it really consciously. So maybe people aren't ready to have their third eye open. But I bet you there's a way to really do this ultimately before, I mean, long at all. I mean, it seems like that would be really interesting and really helpful for a lot of people, because a lot of people, it's kind of like running using drugs for the glands to create serotonin for people that are depressed, right? Just like microdosing. It's maybe that type of thing to really, because I think the microdosing is actually opening up those glands as well, which could be really cool, really effective. But there's another way you can do it as well, and that is to run energy. About, God, it was like 20 years ago, someone says to me, "Dave, you need to learn how to run energy." I'm like, "What the hell does that mean?" Right? And so this one psychic said to me that, unconditional love, universal love comes in through the heart, and I mean, through the thymus down into the heart. So I started visualizing energy coming and love coming in through my thymus into the heart. And occasionally I would get chills. Right, and go, "Whoa, cool." And then after about 10 years of playing with this, I got where I could actually run that energy. It's like visualizing it, but actually the energy actually flows, right? And same thing with the crown. I can now run energy down from above through my crown. I'll do it. Yeah. And down into my body, sometimes all the way through my feet. And I was showing someone this just last week, and they said, "Oh, when you're doing that, you're breathing in a really interesting way." So I'm kind of going, I'm just really breathing in, to get the chills. So it's, you can think of it as, if you know how to breathe in a way that gives you chills, or anything that gives you chills, it's like really to be able to do this on your own. So here's your homework: to be able to run energy through your pineal and pituitary superhighway on your own, and open it up as on your own. That's all. Okay. So again, we get back to our intention. Our intention really is that this superhighway will be open for everybody, and everybody will be living in this higher state of bliss. Gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bliss. Gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So just do those two for the rest of the evening. Practice for the whole weekend, for the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. For everybody, just imagine. Thanks for listening, and take care.